From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program, and a very happy new year to you all. Today, we will begin a new chapter in John's Gospel. It's chapter 6. In a moment, I will read from that chapter. But may I remind you of our program this evening at 9 o'clock. I will be featuring a new sermon, Hiding in a Hole, in a futile attempt to escape judgment. I preached this sermon recently in my church. The subject was suggested by the capture of Saddam Hussein. I will play the first extract from the sermon tonight, so join with me at 9 o'clock. Now let's read from John chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. We'll end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to all of our hearts. Here's a hymn, and it's a good hymn to start a new year with. My Heavenly Father watches over me, and is sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet.
Trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from
Turn to the verses we read earlier. I want to speak on the miracle of the loaves and fishes, John chapter 6, the verses 1 to 14. As we commence another year, so fittingly, we commence another chapter of John's Gospel. Here we have one of the greatest miracles of Christ. It certainly was one of the most public of his miracles. There were at least 5,000 witnesses. First of all, note that some follow Christ for very base motives, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Verse 2. I have seen some of this spirit in my travels. When sickness comes upon them, they suddenly become most fervent, asking God to heal them with a promise to serve him should he do so. When invariably they do recover, their devotion is usually very short-lived. Like the people mentioned here, it is what they can get from Christ that interests them. There is no love for him at work in their hearts. Secondly, notice the power of Christ. He truly was God, for he here feeds 5,000 men from 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. It was but a lad's portion, as we're told in verse 9. The power of the Creator was at work here, therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Verse 13. Other miracles involve the altering or the amending of that which existed, but here that which did not exist was brought into existence. Such power is needed to save a sinner. Christ must call into existence that which did not exist within the poor sinner who is to be saved. He must make us new creatures. Conversion does not entail the mere altering of something within us, for in us there is no good thing. We are utterly corrupt. No, it requires the creation of a new nature. Paul says in Colossians 3:10, "And having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Again he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17, "Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I want you also to note the picture of needy mankind is set before us in these verses. Here is a great multitude that is hungry, and there is no human means to feed them. In Luke's account, the concern of the disciples is set forth very plainly. "And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place." Luke chapter 9, verse 12. Do we not have a very vivid picture of mankind and its great need and helplessness? Where in this wilderness of sin may a poor creature find that which will meet his needs? Man has no answer to that question any more than did the apostles to the question of the people's need in the desert place. Praise God, there is an answer. Jesus Christ. Consider, fourthly, the picture of a minister's duty. There is much nonsense believed about the office and duties of a servant of Christ. Here we have a wonderful picture of just what a New Testament minister of the gospel is called to do. Remember, we are looking at the activities of the apostles, so there should be no mistake about what a true minister of Christ should be engaged in. Let me read verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Notice what happened here. First, Christ breaks the bread and gives it to his disciples. Then they in turn serve the multitude. The multitude then feasts upon the Lord's provision. It was not Peter's hands or Andrew's hands which miraculously broke the bread, but the Savior's. The apostles were merely serving the people that which Christ provided. Even so is it still. I dare not present you with bread which I have provided. I must seek to feed my flock with the bread of God, which is the Bible. Bless not the hands that serve, but rather the hands of the one who provides the bread of life for poor sinners, even the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish to show you last of all the sufficiency of the gospel to meet the needs of man. Despite the inadequate and scanty appearance of the means by which Christ would supply the needs of the hungry multitude, all were fed, and fed well. Indeed, there was a surplus of food. None could complain that day that he had not received enough. Had he wanted more, more was to be had. Here is a wonderful picture of the cross of Calvary. It may not be seen as much by men, but therein lies an answer to every man's need. The preaching of Christ crucified by the servants of Christ is as these loaves and fishes. Blessed by Christ and distributed by faithful men, it will meet the needs of all. The blood of Christ has not lost any of its power to cleanse, to purify, to release from the burden and debt of sin. If you do not feed upon that offered to you from the Word of God, then you will perish in the wilderness of sin. Heed Christ's words. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6 and the verse 35. Come and feast upon Christ today by faith and live. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Please join me then. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.